This training is on Indigenous land rights and title. In this lesson, we will consider critically the history of the land that we occupy and the land that our teachings are centered around. We will understand the themes of land use rights, title rights, and sovereignty rights, and apply knowledge of land and title right to regions and communities outside of BC and Canada. Land rights and title is an enormous topic that we don't expect you to become experts on. We will go over some of the basics, however, because land theft is directly at the center of colonization. The land use consultation process as it exists today is part of a large bureaucratic institution, which is composed of the federal and provincial governments, that doesn't have the ultimate goal of benefiting Indigenous peoples. In the Nikki Sanchez TED Talk that you were asked to watch in the first module, she asks us whose land our grandmothers were born on. Have you thought about it? Can you answer the question? There are two predominant ways to consider this question. Was your grandmother born on her traditional lands, or was she born a settler? So why should we think about the land? Why is it important to recognize whose traditional lands we are occupying? Well, as we talked about in the decolonization lesson, places like Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the US are full of settlers on largely stolen and/or unceded land. Unceded refers to land that is occupied by settlers without treaty negotiations taking place. While Indigenous peoples still live in what is known as Canada, they do not necessarily enjoy the same rights and title to the land that they did prior to colonization. This lesson will cover Indigenous land claims or titles and explore how the current government structure in Canada interacts with Indigenous land rights. Indigenous rights, including land rights in Canada, stem from a few sources, including inherent pre-existing rights, the Royal Proclamation of 1763, Section 35 of the Constitution Act, and certain articles within the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, or UNDRIP. These Indigenous rights include, but are not limited to, Aboriginal title, so ownership rights to the land, the rights to occupy and use lands and resources, such as hunting and fishing rights, which have been interpreted by the courts to be cultural rights, and self-government rights. We acknowledge that land rights are not all-encompassing of Indigenous rights, and though our focus in this training is purely on land and title rights, we must recognize that there is a broad spectrum of inherent existing Indigenous rights. For more information on other Indigenous rights, please see UNDRIP. We will be using the term Aboriginal as interchangeable with Indigenous. While this term is recognized to be outdated in many current contexts, Aboriginal is the legal term used in some of the policies or practices that may be cited. Theme 1, Aboriginal title. Let's talk about the first theme. Under property law, title refers to the legal basis of ownership of property encompassing real and personal property and intangible and tangible interests therein. Aboriginal title, on the other hand, refers to the inherent Aboriginal right to a land or territory. There is a disconnect between the Canadian or European concept of title and the way various Indigenous groups from all over Turtle Island view the concept of title. In the eyes of colonizers, title refers to ownership of a piece of land. However, Indigenous peoples in Canada may view title as not only being allowed to exist on the land, but having stewardship of the land. Due to this disconnect, some Indigenous communities in Canada refuse to enter the treaty or title negotiation process because it means accepting a Canadian legal concept that is antithetical to their way of knowing. In Canada, Indigenous peoples have a sui generis claim to land, which means that the Canadian government acknowledges that Indigenous peoples have a right to their lands as a result of a long occupation and pre-existing relationship with their home territories. This right was not given, but it exists nonetheless. Theme 2, the right to use and occupy land. Indigenous peoples have the right to use and occupy their land. Under Article 26 of UNDRIP, Indigenous peoples have a right to the lands, territories, and resources which they have traditionally owned, occupied, and otherwise used or acquired. They also have the right to own, use, develop, and control these lands that they possess by reason of traditional ownership or other traditional occupation or use. Also, states, such as Canada, shall give legal recognition and protection to these lands, territories, and resources. Such recognition shall be conducted with due respect to customs, traditions, and land tenure systems of the Indigenous peoples concerned. Indigenous peoples also have the right to not be forcibly removed from their lands under Article 10. The Canadian government did not sign on to UNDRIP initially when it was accepted by the UN General Council in 2007, but it did in 2010 pledge to support the document. So while the government has pledged its support to the document, there are doubts from First Nations communities that the government's commitment is actually one of action. Theme 3, the right to self-government. The right to self-government is also outlined in UNDRIP in Article 4, which states, Indigenous peoples, in exercising their right to self-determination, have the right to autonomy or self-government in matters relating to their internal and local affairs, as well as ways and means for financing their autonomous functions. Self-governance is something that First Nations may bargain for during the modern treaty process, but it is not given by virtue of entering the treaty process. If you are interested in learning more about treaties, please see the supplementary materials on Canvas. So, just to recap what we've covered so far, I've touched on three main themes of Indigenous land and title rights in Canada while considering where those rights come from. Now, let's explore some of the global themes in Indigenous land and title rights. On a global scale, the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples is the framework in place worldwide. No matter where you go, this is the international standard. However, there are a few countries that either abstain from supporting UNDRIP or accepted it, but then deny that there were Indigenous peoples in their country. As of 2020, the countries that have not pledged support for UNDRIP are Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Burundi, Colombia, Georgia, Kenya, Nigeria, the Russian Federation, and Samoa. Also, 10 Pacific Island states were absent during voting, so it is unclear whether or not they support UNDRIP. These states are you to keep in mind that your students may end up working in a country listed previously, or in a country that initially agreed to UNDRIP but does not actually recognize anyone in their country as indigenous, like China, who does not recognize Tibetans, Uyghurs, or Mongols as indigenous. Congratulations! You've finished all of the baseline training modules required for the special core curriculum. We wish you the best of luck in your learning and implementation journey.